أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يحلفون بالله ما قالوا ولقد قالوا كلمة الكفر وكفروا بعد إسلامهم وهموا بما لم ينالوا وما نقموا إلا أن أغناهم الله ورسوله من فضله فإن يتوبوا يكو خيرا لهم وإن يتولوا يعذبهم الله عذابا أليما في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم في الأرض من ولي ولا نصير. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 74, and this discussion continues from yesterday. The first part of the ayah, we discussed this person, Jalad ibn Suwaid, that said things against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made it such that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this khutbah at the time of Tabuk and exposed what was being said. And then the Sahabi Amr ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu had bore testimony, and that qasam was taken. So that we have discussed. Going to the second part of this ayat, وَهَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا, speaking about the munafiqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they resolve, they determine to do things that they are not able to acquire. There are certain things that they tried to do, but obviously they were now in conflict with the hukam and the command of Allah, the taqdeer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence they were never able to achieve what they wanted to do. So we get these narrations with regards to this part of the ayat, that either on the way to Tabuk in one narration, and one narration on the return from Tabuk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was traveling with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about a danger. And that danger is that there are 12 people that are waiting in ambush to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All 12 of these are the munafiqeen, they are the hypocrites. Jibreel alayhi salam's instruction to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was to send a sahabi ahead of him, and that will be able, he will be able to detect some form of danger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu ahead. In one narration, Sayyidina Ammar was behind him, and Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu then narrates that as we traveled, we saw these people, 12 of them, conveyances were with them, they blocked the road ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to shout, and just at that shout of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these people were in awe, and hence they disappeared. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did you recognize these people? Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that they were all covered, their faces were covered. However, we were able to see the animals, we were able to see the conveyance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him then, do you know what they intended to do? Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we did not know, I do not know what the intention was. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then replied, the intention was to take the Nabi of Allah and drop him down from this mountain pass into the valley. In other words, assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now continuing with this incident, there are certain narrations. The Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that why do you not report these people? You know who they are. You report them to the heads of their tribes, so that their tribes will be able, the heads of them, their leadership will be able to behead them, because they have said they've accepted Islam. They are in a treaty with you, and if they act in this way, they have violated that treaty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I wouldn't want people to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam take people with him fighting in the path of Allah, and then on the return he has them killed or he has them assassinated. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَهَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا. They determine to do, they resolve to do such things that they are unable to do, they are unable to acquire because of the protection that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given guarantee with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا نَقَمُوا إِلَّا أَنْ أَغْنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And they do not take revenge. There is no other reason for them to take revenge except the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made them independent and rich. And so did the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create independence for them and grant them richness min fadlihi, from the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is in reference again to the first incident that the person that we were discussing, Jalas ibn Suwaid, he was such a person that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showered a great deal of mercy at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On one occasion he was in debt, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the debt paid off on his behalf. And this was a great favor that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had done to him. However, at that point in time, at the time of Tabuk, he had forgotten all these favors, and hence he said what he said against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the kalima, the words of kufr that he had uttered. فَإِن يَتُوبُوا يَكُوا خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Now again, look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever was done, whatever was said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala still says, فَإِن يَتُوبُوا يَكُوا خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If they make tawbah, then it will be better for him, it will be better for them. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا يُعَذِّبْهُمُ اللَّهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And if they turn away, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will punish them with a painful punishment in this world and in the hereafter. It comes in the narration that this ayah, part of the ayat, was revealed. Jalas goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, Allah has given me the option of making tawbah. Allah has given me the option of making tawbah. Hence I make tawbah at your hands. I ask Allah ta'ala to forgive me for all the wrongs that I had done, the nifaq and the hypocrisy that existed in my heart, and now I bring sincere iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at your hands. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted his tawbah despite all of that. And these are the lessons we learn also, that whatever we have done, we make tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And at the same time, look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever was said, whatever was done against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had also forgiven. So there are two aspects, that we seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the second aspect is we learn to forgive others also. Otherwise Allah ta'ala says, then the adab of Allah ta'ala will be in this world and in the hereafter. This world, some of the commentators said, at the time of maut, وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And they will not have on this earth any helper, any protector or any helper. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.